I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, former Denver Broncos receiver Nate Jackson describes life at the bottom of the NFL pile. But first, through the first 3 weeks of the NFL season, the undefeated Broncos are averaging 42.3 points per game. That's 10 more than the second-ranked Packers. He's dissecting these defenses with unfathomable ease, wrote the Denver Post's Benjamin Hockman of 37-year-old Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, who is just 2 years removed from season-ending neck surgery. Benjamin, is it safe to say Peyton Manning's neck is just fine?
I would make that argument. There's no question about it. I mean, watching Peyton Manning, it's like watching a college kid playing Madden or some video game and just dominating the opposition. It's stupid and stupendous.
Here's Manning after the Broncos 37-21 win over the Raiders on Monday night.
There was a couple self-inflicted wounds. We had to settle for field goals. We had a pretty good field position. Have a turnover there, that's something we got to correct.
Listening to Manning, you would think the Broncos had just lost that game. Was he really that upset about the team's performance?
Now, we've seen Peyton Manning on Saturday Night Live. We know he can do a little acting. And one could wonder if he's putting on this persona of someone who must be a perfectionist. Or we look at it the other way. This guy is just a mad scientist and needs perfection. He cooks things up and wants it to be perfect. And if there's a play with the team up 30 late in the game and some guy takes the wrong step, he's going to let that guy know about it. And you could argue, yes, the Broncos are doing very well so far. 3-0 ain't bad. But at the end of the day, all that matters is the playoffs. One radio host in Denver said that the Broncos are playing 20 preseason games. Nothing matters until the playoffs. But if you ask Peyton, what he's trying to do is set the tone so when they get in the playoffs, they'll be unstoppable.
Well, one thing might matter during the regular season. Peyton Manning is on pace to set some records. What records are those?
My goodness, I mean, you could argue, I mean, he's numerically on pace to set records for touchdowns and for passing yards. And maybe more exciting for the coaches is the fact that he has yet to throw an interception yet. The fact is Peyton Manning is playing better than maybe Peyton Manning's ever played.
Last season, Peyton Manning's first in Denver, he had a solid showing, certainly, but nothing quite like this. What has changed?
Well, a lot of the receivers were saying that he has more zip on his ball heading into this year. And then, of course, there's the emergence of two players, one being Julius Thomas, who fantasy owners now know, the tight end who's emerged and scored a touchdown in every game. He hadn't played in previous years. And then the acquisition of Wes Welker. Welker might be most famous for being the player that Giselle was screaming about because Welker dropped passes in the Super Bowl a couple years back. But Wes Welker, the little guy, is one of the most reliable receivers Peyton Manning has, and he's caught a touchdown in every game as well.
You have suggested that Manning might be the most dominant 37-year-old of all time. That would be a small sample, though, right? Who's he up against?
That's true. I mean, you look at some seasons Brett Favre had. I mean, they weren't bad. But a wild card I like to throw out there is Warren Spahn, the old Braves pitcher. A lot of people don't remember Warren Spahn, but when he was 37, he led the National League in wins, in innings pitched, complete games, and, for you current sports fans, in WAR and WHIP.
Will Manning and the Broncos offense continue to be this spectacular through the rest of the season? It's a little hard to think that anybody would.
I mean, that's the thing. We saw Tom Brady and Wes Welker go undefeated in the regular season a few years back, and that was extraordinary. I would wonder if maybe a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, an up-and-coming team in the division, understanding the importance of playing Peyton Manning and the Broncos, and with new coach Andy Reid looking to make a mark in the division, if maybe that's the team that defeats Denver. I mean, there are four guys that are catching the ball, and you could ask 10 different people, and they would say a different guy is the best receiver they have. I mean, it's a great problem to have, and oh, by the way, the guy throwing the ball is one of the most accurate guys in NFL history.
Benjamin Hockman is a columnist for the Denver Post. Benjamin, thanks very much for speaking with me.
I enjoyed it. Take care.
George Blanda, Julio Franco, Phil Negro, Robert Parrish, and Dikembe Mutombo are but a few of the pro athletes who, like Peyton Manning, flourished in their later years. Do you have a favorite athlete who excelled despite or perhaps because of his or her age? Please let us know by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.